Greetings, podcast listeners. This is Jason. Jeff's not paying attention. Chick's in the bathroom.
My headphones aren't plugged in.
They're not plugged in. Oh, you didn't even plug the power. You got no power. So you even missed the song. I was playing the intro song. And oh, you didn't even hear it.
No, that's why I was just sitting here.
No one even didn't move. You idiot. Chick's back from the bathroom.
What are you guys doing?
Oh, whoa, I still got an echo on you.
You did? Oh, from last week.
And it picked it up from that far away. That's insane.
It was pretty crazy.
I need to go. I need to get new ear covers for these. These are really stiff. Throw me.
What did it? But you got to work them in.
No, they're...
You can't break those in?
No, when you get them... The older they get, the stiffer they get.
Headphone oil?
No, I thought they get like mushy. Well, the Sony ones get mushy.
You mean like lanolin? That's what they used. They told you with your baseball glove, you take shaving cream and put it in the palm.
Oh, yeah.
Because it has lanolin in it.
How about those Cubs? Huh?
I was very close to being out there in that street.
I would have gone, man. That would have been fun.
Yeah, Marty was up for it, but I thought, crowds.
Yeah.
You're
not a big fan of crowds.
It looked insane.
It did look insane. Gosh. And that's just... Now, just think if they get this. Like, if they win three or two or three games, and if they win one in Cleveland, that'll be huge.
Although,
if they win two in Cleveland, wow!
I don't know much about the Indians, but from what I hear,
Nothing. They're
the shit.
Yeah, but the Cubs have been the bigger shit all season. I mean, let's be honest. You
got to think that the Cubs are America's favorite right now.
Oh, you know? Gosh,
for sure, yeah. But I think the Cubs have gotten more media attention. I think Cleveland is the better team, but the Cubs have gotten a lot more media attention. They're kind of the best kept secret.
Yeah, I mean, and what a better story. I mean, as you said, I think you said the Blue Jays and
The Dodgers, yeah.
And the Dodgers, the World Series, nobody wants to see.
Nobody wants to see. Blue Jays and Dodgers,
So we got the one we did want to see.
But I guess on Saturday Night Live, Tom Hanks yelled, go Tribe at the end of that.
Did you see the David S. Pumpkins skit?
No, I
did, and I don't know if I liked it or not.
Oh, it was
What's
funny.
His name?
It felt like
Pumpkin.
David, yeah, it was.
Any questions?
Go. It felt like a skit from like 1990. When I thought they were at their peak with all those great people, it was so funny. And it had a great payoff at the end, too.
Don't give it up.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it yet.
It's very funny. Very funny.
Is Tom Hanks from Cleveland?
No. I don't think so. I don't know why he – maybe – no, I don't know. I don't think he's – all of us Ohio people know each other.
I don't know
Tom. Mr. Hanks. I like the opening where he was America's father.
Yeah, the David Pumpkins is all I saw. Sorry.
Oh,
I need to go. I heard the whole episode was pretty decent.
It was okay. Yeah, I wouldn't go that far.
Did they the week after, which would have been a week ago? Did they make fun of at all, Ken Bone?
Yes.
Okay.
They had
but
him in the.
It must not have been funny because I heard nothing about it.
What's his face played him? Is it Bobby Moynihan?
I don't know the cast right now.
Yeah, I think he was in because they had the debate all set up.
And, makes sense.
And they did allude to all the unfortunate postings he's had on Reddit. But I guess he explained it. I think our Josh Arnold looks more like Ken Bone than their Bobby
Moynihan.
Oh,
that's what you're saying. He looks more like Ken Bone than Ken Bone does.
That's what I thought you were going to say, too. Yeah, I was like, man. Tom Hanks is from California.
Okay.
So.
Thank you, Jeff.
Yep.
Who's barking? Are we going to do a shot? Did you do a shot?
Oh, you mentioned Cubs, so. This is going to get old real quick.
Let's do this.
Oh, you're doing a shot?
Oh.
Ow.
Wow.
Ow.
How long has this water been sitting here? Man.
Ow. Jeez. Man, that's nasty.
Woo! Yeah, I feel good. Let's get in. Do it.
You
good.
Both.
That seems nasty today. That's that fireball. That's that fire. It burns all the way down. She packed my bags last night. Pre-flight. This was right before Elton John. 0 hour, 9 a.m. Stopped writing songs worth a shit.
Well,
this
Bernie
is about
helped.
The last, this is about the last. This is from Honky Chateau. So this is about it. Caribou was the beginning of the end. The Bitch's Back is okay, but then it just started. I had no idea he was gay. When I was a kid, I loved Elton John.
What?
I looked forward to.
He was gay, right?
Elton John's gay.
What? No, he had sex with so many women that he got tired and had to move to men because he had sex with all of the women. That's what I was told.
Did you know I was an Elton John fan? I mean, I was a gigantic Elton John fan.
Is this on?
Is that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, he got tired of him. He got tired of the vagina.
Yeah.
Gonna be a long, long time. The touchdown brings me around again to fight. I'm not the man they think I am at all. Oh, no, no, no!
That was beautiful!
Perfect timing.
And
look who walked in.
Speaking of beautiful, here she is.
Speaking of Elton John, those glasses are very big.
Yeah, very amazing. We were just playing Rocket Man by Elton John.
I caught that.
Yeah, okay, that then, shirt is... looks like it should be in my wardrobe. I love all those colors. That's very fall.
It's actually a dress.
Is it a dress? Oh, damn.
Kind of a dress.
Did you just come from a powder factory?
No, do I smell like powder?
Just a fresh, airy...
Baby.
I showered?
No. I didn't question that.
Thanks.
No,
that's what it is. I got a new oil, actually. It's like a oil.
Why were you late?
Not too late.
Because... I had a parent teacher conference thing this morning, and I'm going to be very honest. This is why I was late. Somebody said something rather insulting, and I had to go home and meditate on it so I wouldn't carry it around all day.
Mm.
So I had to work through it.
You had to work through it and drop it.
And drop it and let it go. Yep. Yeah. So it was fine. It was fine.
I don't think people.
I say it's fine, that means it's not fine.
Right. Oh, we know. If there was a way that you could say, someone said something insulting to me,
mm-hmm.
I heard it,
mm-hmm.
I listened to it,
mm-hmm.
I forgot about it, I went on about my day.
Mm-hmm. I'm not upset about it. I feel it's something that I'm not crazy about myself. Like, I'm aware of it, mm-hmm. and it's probably one of my least favorite things about me. And I admire the fact that she said something out loud, I guess. I'm not sure.
This was a teacher?
Uh-huh.
But you're not on trial here.
No.
The kids are.
No, but I could see.
You know
see,
what I'm saying?
I could understand what she was saying.
You don't say stuff about the, you know, you. I mean, I don't know. I don't feel like they should be. They shouldn't feel comfortable
enough
to say.
Should I just say what she said?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to keep asking about it until
you say it. We'll see if we, what if we agree?
If you guys will, because it's for me, it's not insulting. It's kind of, it's what I do. So that's okay. So what happened was at the end of the meeting, everybody's finishing up, and there's four of us in the meeting. Three of them are teacher, educator, administrator.
Mm-hmm,
like
mm-hmm.
There's different people, and she says, maybe next time we'll just John come. John is Max and Addie's dad, mm-hmm. and she said, maybe next time we'll just have John come. And I looked at her and I said, oh, you're implying I talk too much. And she was like, ha ha ha. And I was like, that's okay.
Okay.
I'm aware.
Did they have
was
a...
Was he there?
Yeah.
Okay, so you both were there. So
yeah.
In front of him.
But, uh-huh.
But aren't
that's
they,
wrong?
But aren't they...
On her part, yeah.
Yeah.
But aren't they your kids?
Yeah, we did that together.
Right. Yeah. Right. I mean,
no, it's and there was a couple times John said some things and I did interject maybe. I don't know. I mean,
interject or possibly veto what he might have said?
No, I didn't. I didn't veto anything
okay.
he
okay.
said.
Okay. Well, then
no.
you're fine. I think.
No, I wouldn't veto.
You know what I'm saying? How that if he goes, "Well, you know, Max is XYZ." And you go, "No, actually he's ABC."
Oh, I would never do that.
That's
in
what
front
I'm saying.
People.
That's
no.
that's
a Godfather thing. Yeah. You never go against
but
the family.
But to me, that's when a teacher goes, "Oh, hey, next time maybe we'll just have John." You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's
so
what
you
I,
didn't do that.
I didn't do that, but he has, I mean.
But she was definitely implying you were talking too much and
uh-huh.
monopolizing the meeting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so that's what, to respond, I said, that's okay. And she said, no, you just always have so much information. And I was like, that's okay. Yeah, that's fair. I also, you have very limited time. These people, like we've said 1,000 times, Addie's one of many kids. You don't get a lot of time. So when you do, you do talk a lot. Right.
So
I talk a lot.
But at the same time.
But so what I came, my conclusion was, and she later, she sought me out in the school and apologized again. Or she didn't apologize. She said, I didn't mean what I said. And I said, no, you did. It's okay. You know, and it is okay.
Well, does she realize that there are parents who are uninterested and
that's what I was thinking.
Just endure the meeting.
Well, that's the thing is I've come out of those meetings before and had a teacher say, "You guys are awesome." Mm-hmm. So right.
And they get no feedback. And then to counter that, not to counter, to add to it, then they complain because they say, "Well, this isn't what we wanted for our child." Mm-hmm. But then they say, but they don't say anything during the meeting. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and it's not. I'm not looking for over communication, or I don't think I over communicate. I mean, when it's necessary, and to be very honest, like I told them today, you know, Addie's doing really, really the best she's done for a long time, and so you know, it's different. You just got to take it a day at a time.
I am just constantly. I guess because I'm in my 50s. Jason's in his 40s. Jess is in her 30s. Jeff is
12.
A child,
a teenager. No, but when I was growing up, it was obviously the perfect storm because my mom, the way she was, not very supportive. Mm-hmm. My dad was just trying to, you know, maintain his sanity,
right,
and becoming involved with drugs. But parents of that era, when you grow up in the 70s, could not have been less interested in what their children were doing at the time. Mm-hmm. It is amazing to me. Now, because you have waiting lists for chaperones, for field trips, and Max's football game. There are more people at Max's football games that were at my high school games, and we were almost state champs. I mean, we were league champs and undefeated, but we didn't make the – you know what I'm trying to say.
Right.
And my parents came to –
how involved parents are.
My parents came to one football game, and I played 4 years of high school football. They came to one game, the last one, and it just so happened I scored a 2-point conversion. But
good job. It is. It's.
It's just stunning to me.
Yeah.
Also, isn't it the teacher's job to sit there and listen and field questions? Like, isn't that?
Yeah, I don't think that. That's the thing is that I don't have a problem with her at all, and I don't bother what she said. But I didn't want to carry it around and manipulate it in my brain and make it more than it was. So I had to work through it and. And by acknowledging that she's right, I do talk a lot. I tend to talk fast, and it is a lot of information, and it's emotional too. I mean, like I cried yeah. I cried oh, sure. 3 times in the 40 minutes we sat there, you know. And so but I had to work through it and acknowledge it and go, you know what? She might be right. To have John's perspective only might be an interesting thing to do. That would be okay. Because John has a different relationship with her than I do, and they see a different side of her than we do. It's okay. It's all valid.
Yeah.
So I'm not.
It's over. Interesting.
It's over. There are times where I walk away from a situation and say, I've talked too much. You know, I wish I could have.
Here's what we're going to do.
What are we going to do?
We're going to find that teacher. We're going to cut her tongue out.
You'd think she was so hot.
No. We're going to.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. All right. I'll cut her tongue out.
We're going to stuff a rat in her mouth. Yeah. Is that right?
No, I don't know.
No, I, you know me, I certainly wouldn't be here with a smile on my face. I'm guessing this happened 2 hours ago, 2.5 hours, this morning. I would have, I'm the world champion and undefeated, beating myself up. You guys know that, right? Yeah. So, but there's some sort of psychological process going on there that's not good, that I take pride in beating myself up, or not take pride but dwell on it, or which is eating itself.
You like seek some kind of enjoyment from
because
it
because I I don't feel
there's times you and I have been fighting with each other and I'm going,
it's over shut up
and what are you, why, what part of this are you enjoying that we're continuing to do this?
Yeah,
like you're gaining something from this. Yeah. It is interesting. I think people, I think it's like going to the gym. Like when people want to pick a fight, like they need that adrenaline, they need that up, and so they'll pick a fight and do that
because they want what's after the fight instead of, they don't necessarily.
No, that's you.
Did I just say that out loud?
No, you do. You like making up after the fight.
The
which I'm sure
room
that's
effect.
I mean, and I don't think that's uncommon, but there are people who like to fight, but there's people who like to fight for days, hold grudges, those types of things. They gain something from it.
Mm. That their relationship is working, that they can work through conflict and then
I don't know.
Make up. They're, that can't be healthy, right?
I don't know. I had a boyfriend in college that I loved to fight with just because I was like, I never experienced anybody like be that
passionate.
Passionate? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or yell or do that. I'd like, I
over
just never.
Over you.
Over me. Yeah. Getting upset about something Yuck. About me.
He must really.
Is that bad?
No, there's nothing bad about it.
But I think that gets back to the abusive relationship. And it's a stupid, awful punchline, but he hits me because he loves me. I mean, mm-hmm. there are people that think that that is love.
No, but it wasn't. You know, it was.
And
it
it's
was,
not physically. I mean, no,
never.
He didn't physically.
Like, we
hurt
would.
You,
no, right. never, never, never. No, and I mean, I gave it right back to him. It wasn't anything like that, but I was just like, I'd never been in such a heated, like I'd never loved someone so much and been in such a heated situation and just there were so many emotions and I'd never experienced that. Like growing up, I didn't yell or fight or scream or like it just wasn't like that. Like everything was just like if you were upset with something, then you shut down, you shoved it deep in your gut and you moved on.
That sounds healthy. That sounds right.
You know, I used to record my mom and dad fighting. Did I tell you?
Oh yeah, you told us this. Yeah.
Do you have tape of that?
On a cassette. I don't
Could you imagine that. Now?
No, I would put the cassette recorder underneath the coffee table and just push play and record.
There are some tapes of me and my sister
fighting.
Just being like, I think we were acting like we were on the radio when
Aww.
I was junior high or younger.
And how old
I don't know
she?
Where these tapes, she's 4 years younger than me. Okay. So she'd been very little. That's
there's a videotape of me hilarious. Somewhere giving Casey the Bat speech.
Really?
For my senior speech, I think. Speech two. Oh, yeah. Speech one, speech two. Dramatic literature.
I wish I had the confidence now that I, back then that I have now or even 10 years ago, whatever. Mm-hmm. But yeah, as a high schooler, I just didn't have, I enjoyed doing the speech class, I enjoyed the writing mm-hmm. of it, but performing it was just, that's probably lame.
Oh, really?
Even in college, I remember doing some speeches and they're probably okay, but you're just a dumb kid.
Oh, I loved giving speeches. That was my most favorite class. And we always had something different. Like one time we had to give a speech on a recipe, like how you would like cook a recipe and do that. Mm-hmm. I've done that. And I remember, I think I told a really emotional story about my dad. Oh no, I remember what it was. My brother almost died when he was a
cried
little.
Too much. Sorry.
Yeah, he cried himself to death.
I have to bring that up every episode.
No, he was in a sledding accident and severed his spleen.
Oh,
and,
that's right.
Yeah, right.
That.
So I told. So in my senior speech, I told the story of that, mm-hmm. and it was like everybody was crying. It was awesome.
Oh yeah, yeah. Huh.
And in college, I remember you had to do a demonstration speech, and mm-hmm. mine was how to use a condom is what I chose. And
can I get a gentleman from the audience?
No, that's exactly what I said. I said, do I have any volunteers? And everybody was like, and then I pulled out a banana, and I was like, just kidding.
Okay.
There's a banana nice. In the green room right now. That is the biggest banana.
It is gigantic, yeah. And it's like raw. I hate. I don't.
Have
like
you ever ate a green banana?
Oh, yeah, it's the worst.
Bitter.
It will wreck
they're
your
so,
day.
They're yeah. so. They're so
and
green,
it's mealy?
That you can't get the peel off of it. It's so, so green,
but
oh,
yet
it's awful.
3 days later, the most perfect thing on the planet.
Perfect.
Well, almost. Place
that should be. There's some parallel we can draw from that. Just leave it alone for a couple.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah,
and it'll be fine.
But don't leave it there too long.
No.
Don't leave it unattended.
Then it'll rot.
So you love speech, Jess, but you don't like performing in front of people.
I never have.
You never have?
No, I mean other than a classroom.
Okay.
I've never performed. I mean, yeah, but are you talking about live podcasts?
I'm talking about live podcasts.
She's
yeah, because you don't really necessarily like them. You're great at it, but you don't.
I just don't enjoy it.
But you enjoy a classroom.
But it's interesting because I knew those people.
Right.
Maybe that's what it was.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know.
The best. This was the one of the most interesting things my life coming full circle kind of. We used to stay in Indianapolis at the Holiday Inn Hotel
mm-hmm.
At the airport. Hmm. And nice. whenever we came to – because we came up here for a lot of basketball games
oh, okay.
in high school. And we'd always go to that one. And it was a pretty tall one. There was a big open area in the middle. Mm-hmm. And we just ran around like idiot high school kids. Well, there was this – we would play hide and seek basically. And there was this one room that was like a presentation room.
Yeah.
And in the back, it was kind of stair stepped up and kind of a half dome. Kind of thing. And we would run around this room like we shouldn't have been there,
right.
I'm guessing. Well, let's say that was, call it 1990. 10 years later, I'm actually giving a presentation in that room.
Oh, my gosh.
To probably 75 people or something like that. And it was I have never had a better speech presentation or crowd reaction.
Yeah.
Because I had two points in this. And I've probably told this story on here before, but
I don't think so.
There was a gal who worked with me, and she had recently got her hair redone completely to where it was shorter and red.
Yeah.
Okay, so on this presentation, I had pictures of all the people that have been in this project, and this was Stacy was her name, and I go, well, you might not recognize Stacy from this picture, and then I had an animation of this red wig come flying over and on her head. I got a chuckle out of that,
right.
Then I had this other guy who was kind of a real tightly wound, dare I say, a little bit nerdy lab guy.
Yeah.
And I had the picture from, do you remember, Chick, we used to say Larry, who answers the phone. It was just basically this wild, crazy-haired guy. He kind of looked like just a total stoner college kid kind of thing, with wild, crazy hair, no shirt. Well, I said, luckily, and I can't remember that guy's name. Maybe I'll just say it was John. I go, well, through the wonderful internet, I found John's college fraternity picture, and I threw that up there, and the crowd they went
it.
Nuts.
Yeah.
And in amongst of everyone laughing, you could hear him in the background. That's not me.
It's a hot bit.
That's funny.
Best presentation I ever had. And this was just the coolest little – I'd love to go back there again. I haven't been back since.
Yeah.
16 That's years. Cool. But yeah, I speech is fun. Like but it, but I wasn't that good in high school. I was terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible. Jeff, did you have a high school speech?
Yeah. I did a speech on saving the bees. How they're all dying.
I'm sorry. I thought you said saving the bees.
Yeah, it's really important.
It is important or we will all die.
Bees?
Yes. Yeah. There were three in my house, and I couldn't get rid of them.
Isn't that one of the movies?
No, it's real life.
The Happening, where the bees all die.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, it goes straight to a movie.
Mm-hmm. No, it's real. It's real.
What, like in the like? Here's what's like outside about this.
Real? Mm-hmm. We used to call Monsanto the company, like the Death Star
basically.
Of whatever.
Well, sure.
Well, Bayer, B-A-Y-E-R, who's responsible for killing the bees,
right?
And Monsanto are merging.
No.
I don't know if it's going to go through yet. I don't know if it has, but yeah.
Who knew that Antichrist would be a
Not
corporation?
Good.
I did.
Full
I
of chemicals.
Of, I kind of thought about it.
I kind of thought about it.
Yeah.
Well, like AT&T and...
Time Warner.
That's not even legal.
That's
I
not going to go
yeah,
through.
I
right?
can't imagine. Didn't they shut one down years ago?
I do. I think they did.
I don't remember.
Was AOL and Time? Who bought AOL?
I think Time
was
Warner.
Was it Time Warner?
AOL. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it's crazy. There was a great graph of AT&T, and then when they busted them up, and what all happened. Like where all these little ones went and how it's come back up to be even
the
bigger.
Baby bells. Yeah,
the baby bells.
Remember that?
Oh, Indiana Bell. Is that what you're talking about?
Well, we did have one here. SBC was the main one.
Oh, yeah.
Southern Bell Corporation, I think it was called.
Yeah, I think it was.
Does that sound right?
I only remember.
And then basically they turned their name back into AT&T.
Remember MCI? Yeah.
I don't.
Yes.
Remember MCI?
They
were giant,
They
right?
used to have the...
MCI toll, Center?
The calls when you call...
remember the 1-800... commercials where you could make long distance calls and they said call before you make a call dial 1-800-5593 whatever and connect to long distance.
What are the calls when you want the other person to pay for it? Why can't I think of the name
call
of it?
Call collect?
Yeah, the collect
person
calls.
To person?
MCI was a big they had big
Was it 1-800 CALLATT? Dial down the middle.
Could have been.
Is that
not for MCI?
I know, but you're talking about AT&T.
I don't remember MCI.
I don't know. I'm just 1-800. Okay, well.
Did you know that this deal, it started at,
Time Warner thing?
Yeah, it was a dinner.
Time Warner, DirecTV, DirecTV and AT&T are all one now.
Oh, that was lost the 90s big time.
Which was a mess initially. Your passwords wouldn't work on one and worked on the other. And
just how the Republicans and Democrats want it. Everything merged into one.
Yeah, in the mid-90s, long-distance phone calls were expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
God, don't I know. I got in so much trouble.
Oh, when I worked, the first radio station I worked at, we had every Friday, well, every 2 weeks, we would have a meeting, and the general manager would bring the phone bill in. Because the phones, you didn't have to dial 9, or it was just the phone bill.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he had all these numbers highlighted on the bill, and
it was you.
If he didn't recognize him, you had to explain him, or you had to, you know, own it. And, yeah. So, you know, you get paid $95 a week, but you have $40 in long-distance phone calls.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, sure.
That's nuts. We did.
Are you kidding me?
My mom just lived on the other side of town, like literally the other side of Indianapolis, the west side, east side. And where she lived was just long. It just barely was long distance. And I called a boy. Or the boy called me, and his mom got the phone bill.
Oh.
Yeah, it was bad.
How'd that relationship end up going?
I don't know. No, he wasn't any. No.
MCI commercial?
Yeah, but it's not what I thought it was.
Never.
Well, anyway, I went to Chicago on Saturday. Jimmy Pardo says hi to everybody.
Hi, Jimmy.
Hello.
Whatever, Jimmy.
Whatever.
And?
Three different couples wanted pictures with the Chickster and to say they love our podcast.
They did not.
Yes, they did.
It was. He always says podcast, and it wasn't the podcast.
It's the podcast.
No, it wasn't. You're a liar.
It's a podcast crowd.
Did you turn him down? No, say, nope,
it's
no
true.
Pictures.
It is a podcast crowd.
I charged him $25 a picture.
Oh, boy.
Of course. You know, I'm gonna get that. I'm going to get a couple bucks out
and
of that.
You guys tried to go to the Cubs game.
We thought about it.
And they realized standing room only was what, 500?
500 bucks. And we also heard, you know how
safe?
You hear, you know how you hear a thing? I mean, you heard that they were going to start, you couldn't get near Wrigley. They had blocked off some streets right. Once the game started.
Right.
So they didn't, obviously, for obvious reasons, they didn't want people coming down there and just hanging out around the stadium because then you have a riot and then
it'd
people.
It'd be a melee.
Yeah.
What's a melee?
They said 300,000 people were hanging
people,
out around the
people
game.
Fighting, people going crazy.
Is that what melee stands
I think
for?
So.
Is that what it is?
You punch whoever.
Yeah.
You don't care who you're punching.
Is that right? Is that a melee?
I think so.
I
every man for himself.
What's have you seen the new? There's a new.
Is a riot more organized?
There's a new challenge. Yeah. A challenge on the internet where you can you pretend you're getting in a fight. Have you seen these?
Oh, no. Like the ice bucket challenge?
Not at all like that.
Oh, okay.
No.
You said challenge.
No, but it's like people like they pretend like they're in a fight. Like, but they're not fighting anyone. It's nobody's there, but they swing at them and they jump on top of them and they scream and they yell. They look like they're pulling hair. It's actually very funny.
I have seen that actually.
But there's nobody else in the video but them.
Just one person.
Yeah, just them.
Yeah, I've
seen
that.
Sounds dumb. I'm not watching
this.
That.
This sounds like this has got Vibrant written all over.
Oh, I'm in.
I know, but I feel like it would be really therapeutic for maybe Jeff and I to do it and pretend like we're beating somebody up.
Yeah, I'm in.
Like some homeless guy, like a hobo?
Oh
no, not a real no one, not a real person. I feel like you're having a really hard time with between the bees and this.
Yeah, he didn't
of
say
what's
a real,
real
person.
And what's not?
He
yeah,
said
he
a hobo.
He said a hobo. God damn it!
They're not real people.
You're going to hell. No,
I know.
You don't get to play my game anymore. Go away.
Okay. We did shots of Fireball. What's your problem?
I'm sober. That's my problem.
Oh,
what
really?
Are you drinking?
I'm driving pineapple juice.
Ooh, nice.
You know what's
fun? Pineapple.
No sugar added.
Is that for UTIs?
Organics. No, it's not for UTIs. It's for a healthy yoni.
Is that, does it help your...
no,
it?
Healthy.
It what? Making it healthy will help it, right?
I know. But what does it need help? It's not in distress.
I didn't know it needed to be healthy. I thought it was healthy. But this is why.
This is why.
You drink a lot
there's,
of pineapple juice.
Okay, so here's a good story.
There's something that goes on that when you...
Or I thought it was a good story.
Pineapple that hurts your mouth.
I think it's mine does that with tomatoes, so I think it's different for people.
All right.
But I got in... Caitlin got in my car the other day, and she was like, you're drinking pineapple juice? And I was like, yeah, it's for your yoni. She recited some trap song lyric about how it makes it taste good and blah, 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 blah. And she was like, I'm so sorry. I know that.
Yep.
Yep. She was like, but I didn't know that was a real thing. I was like, no, it's very real. That's why you should drink pineapple juice.
Yeah, I know it makes your love juice taste better. Love juice is the worst word. I was going to say semen, and I go, no, say love juice. That sounds...
I
semen.
I love Jeffy's internal dialogue.
I would prefer semen instead of orange juice.
Yep, yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
I don't have semen.
Well, I'm saying for a guy.
Oh, for boys are supposed to do it too?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Is this a trap song?
A melee is a...
It's not. This might be the trap song.
Trap
but
Queen?
That's a song, but I don't think that's a song she was talking about.
Oh, it's not?
No.
By Fetty Wap?
Fetty Wap.
Fetty Wap.
I would say
he has one eye.
I say Wap.
He does?
Yeah.
What happened?
Everyone thought he got shot, but it's just he was born like that. It's a birth defect.
Really?
Yeah. A melee is a confused struggle or fight involving many people. Oh. So just mayhem.
Yeah, you're confused. You're just hitting whoever.
Yeah.
I hate that I actually kind of like the beat of this song.
I do.
Yeah. My kids were like...
How
get to it. It's like, get to it.
How she worked the damn pole.
Sounds like an 80s vocalist.
And I get high with my
yo,
baby.
Oh, yeah.
That is a little bit.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Hungry like the wolf. Take on me.
Oh, I like, there's a couple Duran Duran songs I like. They're a little bit later.
I like Hungry Like the Wolf. I do.
I like it.
That's Duran Duran?
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
I don't know that.
Who did you think it was?
Like the wolf. Did you think it was ABC?
I don't know who that is.
Shoot that positive arrow from your heart.
I guess let me hear Hungry Like the Wolf and I tell you what.
Flock of Seagulls? You think it's Flock of Seagulls?
Could that's be Flock a possibility. Of Seagulls. I would have said that. I could have said that, or I would have said. I may have guessed Duran Duran now that I hear it. I don't know.
They really? Wouldn't have been popular if it weren't for MTV.
Please, please tell me now.
That's good. All right.
Not bad. Not bad.
So anyway, are we going to go to this Halloween party? I think Jeff and I are going. Are you going, Jason?
I haven't been invited to a Halloween party.
Halloween
You've
party,
been invited?
Saturday night. Yes, you have.
No, I haven't.
We talked about it on the last podcast.
All right.
Where's it at?
It's on the... It's,
oh, it's
just,
yours.
We
yeah,
just
sorry.
Put on Instagram.
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say, we didn't mail invitations.
No. Yeah, I did see it. I did see that. Sorry. I kind of felt like it was a ladies thing.
No, it's not.
No.
This Saturday?
Uh-huh.
What if the Cubs are playing?
Even better.
They probably
they
will
they be. They have TVs.
Come to Alibis and watch it. We watched the Cubs win at Alibis on Saturday night.
Did you?
Uh-huh.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's your new, it's your new bar.
It's not mine. It's Matt.
What happened to the
Jeff's.
Grill?
The grill's okay.
Okay.
The grill's still there.
The grill's a good backup.
The grill's kind of mine and Jeff's place. That's it.
I think it's healthy for Alibi. Alibi's closes at like 11, so you can't do too much damage.
You can do quite a bit of damage.
Okay, we left Alibi's, and Jeff went from, oh, Jeff's drunk, to, oh, my fucking God, he's going to puke everywhere.
Yeah.
Did you puke everywhere?
I did the next morning.
So did Matt.
Yeah.
Matt had his head in the toilet. This is Caitlin's boyfriend. Head in the toilet singing Go Cubs and puking. God. He was still drunk. Did you get that snap?
Yeah.
He's in bed.
He's in bed on his back and kicking his legs in the air.
People ask me, why don't you drink, Jason? Well, I don't want to stick my face in a toilet.
I know.
Because you don't want to have fun.
You might have the right attitude.
Well, I'm not saying I'm right. In no way. It's just me personally. I don't want to be. I'm just not a big. I'm not enough. I threw up enough as a kid.
Moderation.
Like when I got sick, I was a puker. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My kid. I'm concerned at how well my kids throw up. Like they're just.
Way to go get them.
Yeah, I know. Like, no, they're just. It's not.
Yeah.
Like.
Is it really loud or just one of those?
No, it's an average puke noise.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, I know I have a friend who when he pukes, it's like, it's bad.
Call
it's
him the
bad,
dinosaurs.
Bad. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was very, 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 very bad.
What was the Duran Duran song you wanted? Please
tell me. Is there something I should know? Is that the name of it?
If you really wanna hurt me. Who's that?
If you really want to
make me cry.
Oh, that's Culture Club.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
All right.
Do you remember meeting him?
I do not. Yes, I do, because I remember he was taller.
He was in the back studio.
Yes.
Really?
He was taller than I thought he would be. Yeah. He was taller than me, I think.
And the band Bush was popular at the time. Do you remember the band?
Yeah.
Somebody's mentioned something about something Gavin
mouth
to him.
Your mouth.
And, what was the guy's name?
Gavin Rossdale?
No, the from Culture
Clash.
George.
I've had him.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
What?
Mm-hmm. Man.
They might have just been.
Well, Gavin was married to what's-her-face, right?
Gavin then.
Rossdale?
Not
and,
then, I don't believe.
Yeah.
Not then.
Oh, to Gwen Stefani?
Right? No. Yes? Anybody?
That's who she was married to. Now
that's
they're divorced.
They're divorced, yeah.
And now she's with.
Clive. No, not Clive. What's his name?
I don't know.
Okay.
Blake. Shelton.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
I win. I win.
Clive. Blake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's about the same.
Same. You know, this whole interaction reminded me of when. Have you guys seen Pitch Perfect 2?
No, not two. No? I've seen one.
Well, there's a scene where the main male character suggests that John Mayer and I want to say Aretha Franklin were in some kind of love triangle, I think, something like that. And that's what this Boy George and Gavin Rossdale
is. Is it Adam Devine? That sounds like a lie he would make up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's him. And no, it's not. Well, he ends up being a backup singer for John Mayer. In the first.
Wait, is John Mayer in number two?
No, John Mayer's not in it.
Oh, okay. Well, then.
He's just talking about John Mayer.
Is Nora Jones in the movie Ted?
Yes.
She makes a cameo.
It's not Alicia Keys. It's Nora Jones.
Nora Jones, right? Yep. The singer.
Yes.
Not the dog.
Alicia Keys.
Okay, hear it.
Smoking Aces.
The lyrics of that song.
Which song?
A Rick Ross song.
Oh, okay.
And it's diced pineapple that my baby tastes the best.
Nice.
Mm.
That's what it is.
Maybe we'll find that after the break.
Okay.
Hey, let me tell you about TrueCar, he said.
Tell us.
Was that smooth? There's more to car buying than just price. Bear with me. There's the actual buying experience. And to enjoy a better one, I'll tell you now about TrueCar. You have to go to a TrueCar certified dealer. They're there to help you find the car you want, and they are what make TrueCar unique. Whether you're looking to buy a new or used car, you can get upfront pricing info that empowers you to find discounts off the list price for used cars and get a better buying experience through the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network, the TCDN. Just use the TrueCar website or the TrueCar app. You can easily find the new or used car you want. With the TrueCar pricing curve, you'll see what other people in your area paid for the same car that you've been looking at. Now you know what a fair price is. So you have confidence. Then you get a guaranteed savings certificate from a TrueCar certified dealer. TrueCar users save an average of $3,279 off the MSRP. With over 11,000 TrueCar certified dealers nationwide, over 2 million cars have been sold to TrueCar users. When you're ready to buy a new or used car, visit TrueCar.com. Tell them the Chick McGee Show sent you. Or download the TrueCar app to enjoy a better car buying experience. Some features not available in all states. That's TrueCar. We'll be back with part two of the Chick McGee Show on podcast one. Dice pineapple. Tonight you shall reach a height that the sky won't catch you. The highest form of my admiration. I ain't no connoisseur, but I'm kind of sure you will admire my tasting before the sun grays you. Uh-huh. I'm trying to see how deep you are. And believe me, shawty, I ain't talking about no intimate conversation. Tell it. I want to see if I can make you reach things. What a beautiful song. The piano and...
Mm-hmm.
And
I promise you my goals
will exceed any spoken word. Was better than better.
The better my effort, the wetter her treasure. The more these mere moments. Wow, this is something.
The
else.
Better my
we're
effort,
we're not
the
even
wetter
close.
Her
treasure. We're not even close no, to it, the yeah. bad stuff. Mm-hmm.
The
it's
bad
not bad.
Stuff?
Oh.
This is all beautiful.
Provocative is the word you're looking for, not bad. You design my imagination. Let me redefine four plays. So you need five and you got it, baby. If it's not it, baby. Hope it's progress, baby. Let it all through it, baby. Hit
Jason,
it.
Don't ever do that
yeah,
again.
Yeah, never say that again, please.
Okay, here comes Rick Ross. Shawty so fine, pussy so fresh. Nice pineapples,
my baby tastes the best. I nearly lost my mind. Guess it was a test. Caitlin goes, I didn't know that was...
Yeah, this is just poetry.
Caitlin goes, I didn't know that was a real thing. And I was like, yeah, pineapple is a real thing.
You're asking, it's been around forever. I mean, and for guys too, pineapple is supposed to make it taste.
I'd never heard that for guys.
Make it taste sweeter.
Years ago we heard it.
Notice I said sweeter.
Sweeter. I just have one a day, one juice a day.
Is that every day?
Yeah, every day. Once a day.
And the apple cider vinegar.
I was thinking apple cider vinegar.
I do, yeah.
And
that's twice a day. It's a shot before bed and a shot when I wake up.
Coconut oil.
MCT
Which
oil.
Is it? Does it wake you up or does it put you to sleep?
Oh, that's not. That's just for gut health.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
See, now what I do is I take a...
we should do shots in here of apple cider vinegar. Can we do that?
Yeah, I'll bring some.
Is it pretty... does it hit you?
Oh, it'll light you up.
Take a Xanax. And then a...
I take shots of apple cider vinegar like after I've had a heavy meal too. Mm. Mm-hmm.
Is that aids in digestion?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's proven.
Mm-hmm.
Is it because it's acidic?
It helps your body return to its pH.
What was I? Okay. No, the cherry juice.
You were doing
cherries.
But yours, that was for gout? Did you do that for gout?
I've never had gout.
You're thinking of someone else.
I didn't know if that's why you used it, because I know that the cherry concentrate is good for gout.
It is.
Uh-huh.
Well, I was taking it for something else.
Probably joint health.
I know it stains the shit out of stuff.
Yes,
I know
it
that.
Is. You can like dye Easter eggs with that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, what is...
Like, can you just buy straight cherry juice?
Yeah,
you can.
Or do you got to get the maraschino cherries and then...
No, you can do it.
It's expensive AF.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's like, it's actually the
like
same.
A jug of that
it's
would
Lake,
be.
Lakewood makes a cherry juice.
Okay. A jug of that would be $14.
No, I was going to say it's $18, yeah, for like the bigger one. Yeah. Jeffy?
Woo. You were saying apple cider vinegar, you take it for what? Maintaining what?
Digestive, gut health, gut.
And balancing what?
My pH?
pH.
Yeah. The lower the acid. Damn it.
Plus or a boron.
Because you're basic.
That's what I was going for. Keeps her boron.
I'm tired, sorry.
It was good go, Jeff. Good go.
That bad? It was that bad? Yeah.
Is that Wale?
Welcome
back. While I open it up.
To the Chick McGee Show Part 2. Hey. What?
But Chick was saying Wale hosted a Seinfeld thing on TBS and no one believed him. Wale, hip-hop's biggest Seinfeld fan, has already collaborated with Jerry Seinfeld and put out a whole album dedicated to the show. Now he's taking his love for the show to TBS.
I knew he hosted a...
And hosting.
And it was just like bumpers where he was like, hey! Stuff like that. And then they go back to the show.
What?
Like dinner in a movie.
What? Kind of like dinner in a...
Is that still on?
Beans and cornbread.
No. Had a fight. So beans and cornbread out of sight.
Oh my gosh!
What? Play beans and cornbread. That's what we need.
The album About Nothing.
Oh, it is.
By Wale.
There you go.
Here we go. You want to try it?
Yes. Which one do we have up first?
The intro.
You know how he loves Seinfeld.
Yeah. You ready? Yes, I was ready last time.
That's Jerry.
Intro About Nothing. It's going to go like this.
I thought that was Chick for a second.
That was Chick, too.
I thought that was you.
Nailed it. Oh, my all. What you think of it? You know, this long road accumulated. All
right, so just another hip hop album. So,
with everything, I think it's about time that I sing of nothing. Sipping wine, cause my handy finished. Hard to be friendly with women who've seen too many.
Jeff,
keep my circle small. You need
redemption.
I don't hear Jerry. I don't hear
we probably heard all of we're gonna hear. But it's Wale.
Right.
Wale. For those of you not
It's not Whale?
No. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that Whale song from about 20, 15 years ago?
Oh, the one that went.
No, it's like, it's some you slow bo humping, slow bo bitch. Something like that, yeah.
What? Oh, I'll find it.
I don't.
Okay.
Nope. That one escaped me. It's escaped me.
I don't
me.
Care if I'd heard of it. I was going to say no.
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 Wendy Williams. Wendy Williams. Have you seen that video?
No.
Her, like, she was on her show talking about her ex-husband. And she's like, he used to sing a song about me. Do you guys want to hear it? And everyone's like, yeah. And she's like, hey, look, it's Wendy Williams. Wendy Williams.
Was she really crying, though?
Yeah. She, like, got a... The other one of those, because he was making fun of her weight or whatever, and aww, called her Winnie Whaleum.
Her husband?
Yeah.
Oh, ex-husband, she said.
Oh, okay.
Kind of, it was kind of funny.
All right, I found it.
She's got a big-ass wig on. I know that.
Yeah.
It weighs as much as me.
You remember this?
I do a little bit.
Sounds like the Beastie Boys.
It does.
This 94. Is probably mid and late 90s.
94.
Great little rhythm.
I remember this.
I do not remember
this.
I do like it. It's a nice
little group. I Shazammed a song in the liquor store this morning, and the lady behind me goes, did you just scan that song? And I said, yeah.
You just scanned that song.
That's why I don't fuck with cell phones. I was like, okay.
She's smart.
That's why I don't fuck with cell phones.
Do you think that scares her? Like maybe. The magic in the phone?
I'm telling you.
What song was it? Yeah.
She's not far. She's not wrong.
Yeah.
What song was it?
Then she walked up and she said, can I get a half gallon of Absolute? I don't know if they come in gallons, she but parties. She said something
Half gallon, yeah.
Okay, she's not ordering a gallon. A handle is what you call it.
A handle. Yeah.
Give me a handle.
What was
Absolute.
The song?
Yeah.
I can tell you what the song was. It was, let me look at my shit. Animal House is the band, I think.
That is my favorite app.
And it's called
Shazam.
Pace. And I don't think it's available on iTunes. Sorry.
Animal House, and it's called Pace.
Pace. Or it's...
Animal House. Boom, boom. Animal House.
They don't have many songs. Boom.
Can we plug it in?
I have Sour and Heavy.
Animal House.
No, it's the band is Pace. The song is Animal House.
Oh,
sorry.
Oh, I had it backwards.
I said it back. I said it backwards. Yeah. Sorry.
Where'd you find them? What, is that those playing at the liquor store?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What time's the liquor store open around here? 10?
10 o'clock.
9 at mine.
9?
East side is 9.
That's early.
Fuck.
The one in Cumberland.
I found out you can't buy liquor between.
Everything makes sense.
You can't buy liquor between 3 a.m.
I'm sorry. 7 a.m.
Yeah, 3 a.m. and 7 a.m. You can't do that.
I found that out the hard way.
Yeah,
why
I did
is
too.
That?
I don't know.
Because it's Indiana, the same reason you can't buy a car on Sunday. Just something stupid.
You can't go into a drugstore and get a cold bottle of liquor. Same reason. Unlike Ohio, where you can go through a beverage dock and they'll hand the beer
you
to
mean
you.
A drive-through?
You call them beverage docks.
Bev docks for
a drive through.
You know,
yeah. It is a drive through.
I know,
right.
But I literally when
but
you
whole
said
giant,
that,
but the whole giant car goes through. It's not just the drive through like a restaurant.
But I thought it looked like a dry dock. I thought it looked like a dock that you pull up and gas up your boat. I thought that.
Oh, they have those.
I thought that. I know that. I thought that there was a beard. When you say a beard, what did you say?
Beverage dock.
A beverage dock that it's just like raised up, like they hand you down your beer. Only it's like in a parking lot or something.
Okay. All right.
What you? You can get cold liquor in Ohio?
At the grocery store, yeah.
Really?
I think so, yeah. I think so.
I guess I've only really bought alcohol
in Indiana.
They don't
have that here?
Well, actually, Ohio, if you wanted liquor, you had to go to the state store in Ohio for the longest time. So I don't know what I think they've changed it that they have designated areas in grocery stores that you can go in and get liquor.
Mm-hmm.
But I know you can buy everything you want at a drugstore, beer.
Get that Yingling in Ohio.
Oh, yeah. This is me on guitar. It's a cricket. Yeah, so.
I like it.
Yeah.
And this is Pace. It's called Animal House.
So you're walking through the store and you hear this.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there we go. There's bass. I was playing some bass this weekend.
This is... I don't know if this is right.
What are we listening to? I kind of like it.
I don't think there's any words. When I was in liquor store, I never
that's
heard
what
words.
You like songs that just kind of...
Yeah. I don't know if that's it or not.
Did you ever make your own lyrics up to it? Instrumental?
I didn't.
I have a buddy of mine, Ryan. He has an entire album in his head that he someday wants to produce. He's got all the music. He made it all up in his head, and he knows this entire album, but it's only in his head.
What?
And he's like shared some of it with me, but yeah.
That's what you call a crazy person.
What if he's
a little nuts?
He forgets it?
I don't know. I know.
I had
what
a childhood
most amazing thing?
Friend, and she dated a guy, and him and his friends created a whole nother language, and I could never figure it out.
Even crazier. What was it called?
Now, is that being creative or just being an asshole? What is that, you know?
I don't know.
Did they do it to try to exclude people?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Well, that's why you wanted to learn Spanish, so you can talk to people in front of them.
Growing up, my neighbor created a language called Hawaiian Cursive Uppercation.
Are you serious?
And it wasn't real. It was babala, habala, shmabala, ba was all he said. And he was crazy. His name
was
Bill.
What was the language called again?
Hawaiian Cursive Uppercation.
Hawaiian Cursive Uppercation.
I think he's in a big pharmacist now.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
You got his number? I'd like to.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, thanks.
What is that thing you just did?
I don't know.
I've seen that thing.
That's Apple Music.
It's Apple Music.
Oh, that's what it is, yeah. I gave up on Apple Music early. They lost me.
Here's where they got me, though. I pay like $15 a month for it, and I don't know. I just noticed it came out again the other day, so I got to put the...
But you do Spotify as well, right?
Got to put the stop on that, yeah, and Pandora.
Well, I could see you doing one of them, like the Apple Music. Suppose the Apple Music just got better, last OS. But Spotify has yet to fail me, so
Spotify's the best.
I'm an Amazon Prime member,
yeah,
of course, and Amazon has
it's
a
over. Music.
And it's a yeah, I suppose
it's supposed to be really great,
yeah,
like initially.
A little cheaper and whatever. But the girls are on it on Spotify, so they'd lose their mind
I can't get past not having the music on my computer. I want to download that shit.
Yeah.
I want to hold, you know?
Well, and Spotify does that. You can download, up to 3,000 songs or something like that.
3,000?
Something
That's
crazy.
It?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
What's amazing about Spotify is that it'll look on your computer and go, oh, you've got some iTunes playlist. I can duplicate those.
That's why I don't fuck with laptops.
Mm-hmm. That's why I don't have a computer.
And cell phones.
Yeah.
Keep it all in my head.
We lost her. What's she doing?
I just don't know. I just wanted to find that song, and I can't.
I just don't know anymore.
Oh, well.
That's all right. Yeah, I had trouble finding.
I don't know what the deal. I mean, don't give me the option to listen on Apple Music and then it not be on Apple Music.
Right, right.
Because obviously it's not on iTunes because they can't download it. Shazam,
I think they just bank on. Yeah, they probably got it. You know what I'm saying? They probably got it. So we'll
I don't
just
know if
do
I
it.
Can listen on Napster. I didn't even know Napster was still around.
I
last time
was,
I heard about
yeah.
Napster was in when I was in college.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Napster?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, someone probably just bought the name and
LimeWire.
Yeah. Ooh, LimeWire. Huh?
Was that the other one?
I think so.
I was not in that era of stealing music. It was after I was out of college,
mm-hmm.
and it was just I never did it.
So cool! It was so cool.
I bet. I can't imagine being in college and it's all right there.
Yeah, you got to search for a good file.
But then
you got a virus on your computer.
Didn't they have?
Oh, that was great.
Didn't LimeWire have porn too?
I think so. I think you could get movies.
Yeah, like whole movie. Like movies day of when they were released in theater would show up on LimeWire for no reason. Yeah, I mean, for a reason, obviously.
BitTorrent is kind of like that now, right?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, there's a bunch of those sites. Ares was another one.
I was never a hacker. You a hacker?
No, not
you know anybody who's a hacker?
No.
You hack into a computer, you could hack into it.
I think I could have been a good hacker. I mean,
I always scream that no matter where I am.
Yeah, as you should.
I told my daughter we had to do that the other night at a restaurant. I go, the Wi-Fi seems really good here. Because, yeah, there's no signal. I'm like, well, go on the Wi-Fi. But you have to yell, I'm in if it comes
up. As soon as you click in, you got to yell,
rule?
I'm in. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Like in a movie. I'm in!
I wouldn't want to be the hacker in the group. I'd want to be like the muscle, the guy who gets stuff done. You know what I mean? I'm assuming this is a team. It's not just a hacker on his own.
So you're.
What do you need in a team? Like in a successful team, you need a hacker. You need some muscle, and what else?
Driver.
Yeah, that's probably true.
I look at Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible.
You need a really good liar. That's me. I'm going to be the liar. Sorry. Okay. All right.
We need you. So you're part of the team.
You go in and you talk face to face.
She's got that all American, fresh faced, wide eyed.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
And can. Yes, today's Thursday. You know that.
That's not true, but there's times where I'll say things to Chick and he'll realize about like 30 seconds in that I'm completely lying.
No. More like 90% of the way through, I'm going, she's lying.
And then he goes, please tell me you use your power for good.
I was at a.
And that's when she lies to me and goes, "Yeah, I've never used it for evil."
No. I was at a wedding. Mm-mm. Sorry, I was at a wedding and they were talking about a park here in Indy that is a bicycle polo park, and they also have tree climbing competitions.
That's not a real thing.
And I go, "Oh yeah, tree climbing competitions like that."
What?
I go, my uncle actually used to do this all the time. They go, "Oh wow, really?" And I go, "Yeah, he fell and died, so he doesn't." And they go, "Are you serious?" And like three people in this were just like, "Oh my gosh!" And I was like, "Yeah, oh, total lie."
I could totally see you doing that.
Yeah, it was a weird wedding.
Didn't you get some have a problem with some wine at that wedding?
Yeah, someone spilled wine on me. And of course, like, you had to keep your cool. I don't know anyone there. It was all her friends, so I had to keep my cool. I had to be cool.
You couldn't freak out in front of her friends?
I couldn't be like, "Oh, when we get home."
But it wasn't. Here's the thing. When an accident happens like that.
Was it an accident?
Exactly. Thank you.
I can show you on my first wedding dress. I have somebody spill a whole glass of red wine down the front of my wedding dress.
And it didn't come out, did it?
Nope.
Yeah. See? Yeah.
How does that happen?
Drunk.
Okay.
It wasn't me.
I love when I ask a question and it only takes one word to answer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was.
And you did.
And I feel terrible because this woman still, when she sees me, she feels bad. And I'm like, "You've got to let it go."
She's still one of me. She holds on to it.
It was for an average woman, that would have been very bothersome. But even when it happened, I was like, "Man, I don't care." Like, it just wasn't a big deal.
Did she offer to pay for it?
Oh yeah. She offered to do all kinds of that wedding. It's in a heavy-duty trash bag in my attic. It's not. It's a dress. It's not that deep.
Hefty bag, is it?
How did you?
Heavy-duty bag.
Are you going to get your wine stain out of your shirt?
I got to go try. It's a brand new shirt.
It's a brand new shirt, right?
Banana Republic.
It's a gorgeous shirt.
It's a good shirt.
It is a good shirt.
It was a good shirt.
You're buying Banana Republic shirts?
You would be. Okay, we just had this conversation on Saturday. You'd be very surprised at the sales at Banana Republic.
Banana Republic has very good sales.
Yes.
Well, they better have a sale.
40% off a clearance.
Why should they have a sale?
40% off a $100 shirt.
Their shirt, it's not as bad as you think it is. No.
Wait a minute.
They're making them China now.
Is that $60?
Like everything else.
Yes.
What do you buy that's made in America?
No, there's
you know where they
actually make, you'd be surprised how it's actually spread out.
You know where they make shoes now?
Bangladesh and right, all kinds of stuff.
Vietnam.
Yep.
Vietnam is a big place for shoes now. Look at your shoe right now. Listen to this podcast, hear me talking, take your shoe off, look at the tongue, and it'll say made in Vietnam. What's it say, Fibs?
China.
Same thing.
Mine says China.
All right. I'm going to take mine off.
These are older shoes, though.
Maybe I should limit this to shoes purchased this year.
Vietnam.
We got a different.
China?
Made in Vietnam. Right there, baby.
See we it? All have different. Oh, you two both have the same brand.
Yeah, we got Nikes.
I have Adidas.
But these are 2010. Adidas.
Those are 2010 shoes?
Yeah. Yep.
Really? Vietnam. Mm-hmm.
China.
New Balance has shoes made in America.
Uh-huh. Yep. A handful of their line.
Oh, God. What is the... There's a dress shoe, and it's Edward... What is that? It's two names.
Edward G.
Edward Norton.
Scissorhands.
No.
Eddie Bauer.
No.
I know who you're thinking of.
I think they're made in Wisconsin, but they're like dress shoes.
Edward Krampus.
It's like... Yeah, that's what it is. Thanks. You're a huge help.
Edward Pineapple Vagina.
What? We're not far off from having such ridiculous names of stuff like that, don't you think?
Pineapple Vagina?
Yeah. I mean, something just so... Even like Josh was saying today, you know, we're not far from...
Do they have a
shit
pineapple?
Being on network TV.
Do we have a... Is there a pineapple carbonated drink?
I don't think so.
No, Fanta, I'm sure.
Maybe Fanta? Fanta?
One of those...
Alan Edmonds. Our dress shoes made in
well, what?
America.
I'm sorry. How did I not come up with that name when you were giving me what?
Edwards.
Edward something?
She was saying Edward.
Edward. Alan Edmonds, and you were saying...
I'll cover up the microphone. You have 500 pairs of shoes. I thought you could come up with the name of a
pair. I'm sorry. That's called being...
Excuse me, but what designer are you wearing? I'm wearing Edward Pineapple Vagina. He's my favorite designer. Oh, yes. Yes, he's very good.
It's a carbonated pineapple drink with just a hint of vagina.
At Mexican restaurants, there's all those little highly, really bright colored drinks. Oh, one of those is pineapple.
So full of sugar.
Yes, yeah, so full of sugar.
Pineapple daiquiri?
One of those, no, there's a pineapple something.
Upside down.
Arutos or something.
Pineapple.
Yeah. Arutos. Arutos pineapple vagina.
What was that?
Can you say give me three names and do a different accent in all three?
General. Issimo.
Vagina.
Vagina.
Oh, God. What are we looking up?
Pineapple.
Oh, yeah.
I just typed in pineapple vagina, and I'm trying to type in
what do you
pineapple
got?
Alcohol drink.
What does it say that it makes it better?
Yeah, this stuff.
What you is
this
it? Stuff? Schnapps?
It's J-A-R-R-I-T-O-S. Jarritos?
Oh, I don't know what this
Jarritos
is.
Oh, you've seen it. I promise you.
Jarritos.
I did just have Mexican.
Right here. You've seen those guys.
Oh, yeah. That's not alcohol, though.
No, I didn't say that. He said carbonated.
I said carbonated.
But I thought you were
one of these is pineapple.
I thought we were looking up the drinks at the Mexican restaurant.
Pineapple story. When I was in kindergarten, pineapple.
these are my favorite.
Made me throw up.
Oh, I have a pineapple store, too.
Oh, I hate a pineapple.
I love pineapple.
Oh, I like it
now. I set the record at Dolan's Elementary Grade School. When you get your tray of food, and a lot of times your fruit was a pineapple ring.
Sure.
Well, one day I decided I'm going to eat a lot of pineapple rings.
The old pineapple ring, huh?
I ate 19 pineapple rings.
Are you serious?
That's the number in my head, yeah.
Could you feel your mouth at
the
end?
No, I was a kid.
What about
I was like a fourth grader.
What about processing that? How did that go?
I don't know, I'm a kid.
Think
it was bad.
Stuff it just turns to liquid. I mean, a pineapple is mostly liquid.
He's probably buzzing. That's a lot of sugar.
Buzzing.
That's a lot of sugar.
All right.
Pineapple.
Do you guys like pineapple whip?
What's a pineapple whip?
Pineapple whip, the Dole pineapple whip that they have at Disney.
I know orange whip.
I couldn't find
it. Oh, we've talked about this. Yeah,
really?
That's really how upset. I know about it. Yeah.
You couldn't find it?
No, it's only like one place, and it didn't work out with my schedule. Yeah.
There was one in our hotel when we went.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like a soft serve dispenser?
No, it was like a little stand for the pineapple whip, and I wanted to try some, and Addie didn't.
There's your pineapple soda trick.
Do you like pineapple flavor?
I do now.
I love pineapple flavor.
I do now, if it's really, really sweet. Mm-hmm. I don't like the bitter pineapple.
Who does?
Well, maybe some people like a nice bitter pineapple.
Is Larry weed eating now?
A sour apple.
Blowing his leaves.
Is that open or closed?
Closed.
Oh.
Yeah. It's cold out.
Leaf blower's loud.
Well, you got your window on the other side of the house wide open.
Yeah.
It's a nice breeze.
His bedroom window's open, too. I saw that when it pulled up.
It's cold.
It's cold?
I want one of these now.
A pineapple whip?
No, one of these pineapple.
One of those drinks.
Jarritos.
All right. I think we've come to the end of the
podcast. Oh, I don't think we have.
Watch me pineapple whip. Now watch me nay-nay. Nay-nay.
Hey, I have good news. Caitlin and I have a little short video in observance of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We have all pink drinks.
That's amazing.
Yeah, thanks.
Sorry. Is that blonde on brunette?
Blonde on brunette. Yeah.
What do I do? Can I go on YouTube and find that?
You can. We're actually gonna do some giveaways and some fun things in honor. We're going to try to reach 5,000 subscribers by the end of the year. So we'll see what happens. We're a little over 500 right now.
You're on your way.
We're on our way.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. So it'll be it's much shorter than the other ones. It's just a bonus one. And, you know.
Is this the one she deleted, you said?
No, that was just a part of the other one she deleted. This was a completely separate video, you know, that we've been affected by breast cancer. And we know that the women that we lost or that survived in a couple of cases that they would appreciate a good drink. And so this is how we observe pink drinks.
I would say probably the most traumatic loss of my life was my aunt who lost to breast cancer when I was in college.
Yeah.
I was a senior, just starting senior year of college, and my mom called. And I knew she wasn't well. She had recovered, but then it came back.
Yeah.
And she was just the best person, just the sweetest person. And my little cousins were like 9 and 6 at the time.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it sucked.
Yikes.
Sucked.
I lost my aunt.
Wonderful
also.
Lady, though.
Yeah, my aunt had a double mastectomy, and it came back, and she's not wonderful.
Mm.
So you know, that was okay. She taught me how to stand up for myself.
Yeah.
So there was that. Yeah, she'd chase you with a switch.
Mm-hmm.
Need be.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Good heart. She had a good heart.
She did. She did. It's funny. It's weird how aunts shape you. Right? It's just different, but it's...
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you guys have aunts?
Yeah, but not really.
Okay. Not involved.
Yeah, no. No.
Huh. No.
I had a couple older that they lived together. Neither one of them ever got married, but they were always just very active and went camping.
Sisters.
They were sisters. Yeah, it was weird. And one of them's still alive, actually.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
I see her about once a year.
Yeah.
But they always included us in just all kinds of stuff.
You think she likes pineapple drink?
Pineapple. What else can we do with pineapples?
Pineapple.
Do you guys have a pineapple corker? Corker?
No.
Cork?
No. I've heard no kitchen is complete without one.
Corker?
I love the term cork, because if I hear the term cork, what do you think of?
Baseball bats?
No.
Sucking cork?
Cork sucker.
Who said corksucker?
Oh, corksucker.
From?
SNL.
Nope.
Johnny Dangerously.
Johnny Dangerously.
I don't know what
you farging corksucker.
You farging corksucker. You son of a bastages. It's Fargan War.
Take down that wall. Take down that wall. Take down that wall.
How funny is that? We were just talking about Bear, and I ordered something from the Bear company, and I just got the Amazon.
Paint?
No.
Oh.
Bear, B-A-Y-E-R.
Bear.
It's, they're fertilizer sticks for indoor plants.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
Fertilizer sticks.
Is that what you call your
wine? Right there.
What do you call your wine?
The fertilizer stick.
Okay, now I know we're done.
Oh, wait, I don't have a song, chick. Sorry.
Jess, you don't have a song to ready to go?
Well, Jess had the thing.
Oh, I have the
What
plug.
About Elton John? You got to play another Elton John song.
I can play my favorite.
Crocodile Rock.
No.
Yep.
That was the first time as a young kid. That's your first
Elderberry Wine.
That's your first experience with Elton John. You don't know who Elton John is until you see Crocodile Rock.
Oh, really? That's probably true.
Do
you guys watch Romeo and Juliet?
No.
You've not seen Romeo? Romeo and Juliet?
Is that Justin Timberlake?
Is that good?
No, I love it. Addie still watches it.
Trolls is coming out.
Oh, yeah.
No, Romeo and Juliet is complete. It's all Elton John. Elton John did it. Emily Blunt, I see. No,
wait a minute. Do you have Justin Timberlake over there instead of Elton John?
What song?
Can't Stop This Feeling.
Oh.
What? That's a great song.
No, that's not my favorite Justin Timberlake song.
Well, just walk out and we'll hear it. I mean, it's like playing at all times.
I've got. Can I play my favorite Justin Timberlake?
Well, he just took the plug from you.
I know, but I can just tell him what it is, right?
But do you want it to be a surprise?
No.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be, because I don't think, I don't know if you guys know it.
I won't listen.
It's not a surprise, Charles.
As long as I got my suit and tie.
Which one do you like? Do you have a favorite? Mine, it's That Girl. Do you have That Girl?
I'll find it.
I love that song.
What album is it off of, 2020?
Mm-hmm.
That Girl.
Zack in my mirror.
That Girl tastes like pineapple.
You guys.
That Girl tastes like pineapple.
Jeff, stop it right now.
That Girl most like pineapple.
Oh, this is his Memphis album or something, right?
All the way from Memphis, Tennessee. Yep. Show them some Southern love. JT and the Tennessee Kids, come on!
Come on now.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us out tonight.
You're welcome.
I didn't know there was a big intro.
Hi, hello.
All right. One, two,
three. Four. Oh. This is like the Shy Lights and...
Yeah.
Oh, I love this song.
JT's like game changer.
Mm-hmm. Didn't have to run. I knew it was love from a mile. Why do you have to step on my stuff?
But I had to catch you. This is almost kind of like when if you're a young kid and you're like, is this guy's white?
Oh, yeah.
Kind of like opposite when you're like, oh my gosh, like, you know.
Mm-hmm. I used to think Brian McKnight was black and the Beach Boys were Asian.
Brian McKnight is black.
Or white, sorry.
Okay, that's all we can do this time. Thank you for listening to the Chick McGee Show.
Milo Thomas.
Don't be mad at me, because I'm in love with that girl.
A Podcast One production.
Don't be mad at me.
Good night, everybody.
So much from the other side of the track. So what the world don't think we match. I put it down like my love so much. Guess what? I'm in love with that girl.
There's nothing like the thrill of a last-second victory. That buzzer beater from 20 feet out. The game-winning field goal that just makes it as the clock ticks down. That great limited-time deal on a new 2017 Volkswagen at the Volkswagen Model Year-End Event. We need to make room for the 2018s, so this could be your last chance to get a great deal on select 2017 Volkswagen models. Visit your nearest Volkswagen dealer for a test drive today. But hurry, because the clock is ticking and we can't call time out.
Virginia buries its dead. I'm Rita Foley with an AP News Minute. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe is talking about President Trump's response to the violence in Charlottesville over the weekend at a white supremacist rally.
Those remarks are dividing people. We cannot be dividing people.
Governor McAuliffe told CBS this morning he knows two of the three people who were killed that day.
I have lost three great citizens yesterday, Heather Heyer's funeral. Tomorrow we will have to put to rest Trooper Burke Bates, who had been part of my executive protection detail, and then on Saturday, Lieutenant Jay Cullen, who'd been my pilot. This breaks your heart.
Heather Heyer died when a car rammed a group of protesters. The two Virginia State Troopers were killed while monitoring the rally when their helicopter went down. Prison visitations are off at a state facility or all state facilities in Florida, where they say they have credible intelligence indicating some sort of security threat. There are no details available yet. I'm Rita Foley.